Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst this morning as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. Our scripture reading, namhlanje, silapha ku Matthew chapter 7, reading from verse 21 to 23. It reads as follows in NIV. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Verse 22, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evil doers. Siyalibonga izwi likaNkulunkulu ekuseni. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, the topic of our message is what a bombshell. A bombshell means what a shocking surprise. Ngoba this day uma silfunda in verse 2, sithola ukuthi it is called on that day. And umphostoli Paul make khuluma ngalo lelo suku athu Jesu Kristu ngalo lelo suku umphostoli Paul uthi yena kuba Philippi 1 verse 6 ubiza ngokuthi the day of Jesus Christ bese uMilaki lapha ku 3:17 yena the Lord mentioned it as the day when I act uJesu as a great light siyafunda ku 1 Corinthians 4 that in that day the Lord will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of the heart. Then futhi nakuMilaki 3:18 siyafunda ukuthi that it will be the day that we see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who did not. Although our ways seem to be pure to us, according to Proverbs 16, verse 2, wakona, God, our motives will be weighed by the Lord ngalelo langa. Manje, in that day, it will not only be making a distinction between those who serve God and those who serve according to what we read, lapagu Matthew chapter 36, elitis kwa Nkulunkulu. It will be the day that every word esikhulumile, wonke amazwi esiwakhulumile sesiphila manje lithi leli lizwi that day we will give an account of every word we have spoken manje ekuseni kanamhlanje hence our topic says this is a bombshell ngoba we are going to be surprised many of us are going to be surprised seeing the people that they never thought they will see and missing the people that they thought they will see in that day kube yibona labo athi anginazi laba besingababhekanga kube yibona uJesu athi ngiyanazi Manje sifunda khona la ku verse 21 wakhona khona kule chapter esifundile lithi not everyone who says to me Lord Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven Manje the Hebrew biblical term the term Lord means Adonai the God who rules In singular, literally, libizwa ngokuthi Adon, it translated as the master or a ruler. And Adonai in a plural way, which means the owner. Manje, kulasis of Funuguti city, a Lord, Lord, meaning that city master or a ruler, or city our owner, and yet uJesu Kristu at aginazi. Furthermore, Uchaso made a statement in verse 21, Uma 80, not everyone says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but those who does the will of the Father in heaven. Yes, siyafunda kuleli chap verse wafundile ukuthi miracles were performed. prophecies were uttered and demons were driven away. Because uNkulunkulu has allowed it, ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu honored his word, and at the same time uNkulunkulu othembekileyo honored his name. Manje njengoba sifunda ku Luke chapter 9 ku verse 49 siyafunda ukuthi ngelinye lamalanga uJohn wabanye uma disciple kaJesu wabona umuntu a driver out amadimoni in the name of Jesus. And waya kuJesu Kristu eyoripota ukuthi ngibone umuntu a driver out amadimoni in your name. Eyoripota kuJesu, uJesu Kristu naye wamnikeza impendulo kuverse 50 esingeke simfunde. Manje, this is the evidence. Estela ukuthi ngoba a driver out engasi one of the disciple, but he drove out amadimoni ngegama lika Jesu. This is an evidence that there is power in the name of Jesus. Furthermore, Luke chapter 10, verse 20, we read that when the disciple were excited because evil spirit obeyed them, uJesu sort of told them, or he rebuked them, or he advised them, that do not rejoice about that. Ukuthi niyawakhipha amadimoni. Wathi kodwa rejoice ukuthi amagama enu abhaliwe encwadini yokuphila. Manje into that is essential that uNkulunkulu ayifunayo. It's not us performing miracles. It's not us following the miracles. Ngoba izikaNkulunkulu, these miracles will follow us. But the most important thing uNkulunkulu ayifunayo ukuthi amagama ethu mawabhale encwadini yokuphila. Manje therefore uverse 22 who claim that in your name, laba claim ukuthi in your name we drove out demons and perform many miracles. They were able to do that, but when it caused them to leave impilo uNkulunkulu ayifunayo, they failed ukuthi babe ngabantu abaphila impilo ayifunayo uNkulunkulu. Ngoni ngoba they were very mistaken ngokuthi bebona be perform ama miracles. We has ukuthi when we look at even nempilo ka Samson, u Samson would do the mighty works, will do ekuthwani uNkulunkulu will pour his spirit upon him. And on aphinde on and uNkulunkulu kept on enza lento uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi makayenze. And maybe that thing blinded him. He thought that everything is fine. Until one day lithi uNkulunkulu makethi uqala ukuthi, he never realized ukuthi uNkulunkulu seke hambile. And now as you are living in the time of grace, isn't as ningi we get away from them. And we repeat izinto ezingekho right because we are getting away from them. But the Bible tells us ukuthi ngelinye lamalanga, as we have mentioned those days ukuthi umpostoli Paul uthi the day of Jesus Christ. Athi umilaki the law, when God acts. And izikaNkulunkulu liyashela ukuthi masifunda khona kuMilaki chapter 4 lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu lapho lelo suku liyofana noziko. Lelo suku liyofana noziko. Ngani? Hence our topic says a bombshell. Ngani? Ngoba many of us will be surprised. Ngoba some of us kuyenzeka uma sibheka naye, the key thing and the most important thing is to do the will of the Father. Ngoba ku 1 Corinthians 16:14 lithi zukaThixo lapho, do everything in love, senze konke ngothando. Why must we do everything in love? It is because when we read engothando lapha ku 1 Corinthians chapter 13 lithi, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels but have not love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can foretell all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have no love, I am nothing. If I give all a possession to the poor, surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Manje, the key thing, Lana, siyabona ukuthi uma uJesu ekhuluma ngalaba bantu ukuthi uyothi kuba anginazi abantu who were not transformed by the word of God, they were still conformed in the standard of this world, and whatever they did, they had the motive behind. Maybe they did it because of their fame, maybe they did it because of something uNkulunkulu azoyiveza ngalolo suku elithi kuyobe usuku olufana noziko ngani ngoba every motive will be exposed. Lolo suku lelo. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sibona na ku John 6:39. UJesu Christ declared that he himself came down from heaven not to do his will, but the will of him who sent him. The most and important thing uNkulunkulu afunayo is not for us to perform miracles. It's not for us to prophesy. But the most important thing uNkulunkulu afunayo ukuthi senze intando yakhe. Ngani ngoba noJesu Kristu siyakhumbula ukuthi wathi make khuleka wathi sithi let your will be done. UJesu Kristu esesiphambanweni siyakhumbula ukuthi kwenzeka into wathi not my will but your will. Manje kwenza intando kaNkulunkulu, ukuhamba ngendlela kaNkulunkulu, ukukhuluma ngendlela kaNkulunkulu, ukwenza into uNkulunkulu ayifunayo. Manje uma sibheka lokhu ukuthi even nezinto uJesu ebezenza ama miracle ebewa performa ebengenza intando yakhe, there's every time uJesu makezokwenza into he would consult the Father and as a asho naye ukuthi lokho engikwenzayo ngibone kwenziwa ubaba. Manje kukhona ukuthi senze into enhle but motive is wrong. Siyafunda na uKing Saul ukuthi uKing Saul wayenza izinto ezinhle ngemotive ewrong. Ngani? Ngoba uma ithunywe uNkulunkulu ukuthi ayokwenza into ethile, lithi zikaNkulunkulu make kwenza lokho ebethi make buya futhi engakwenzanga njengoba uNkulunkulu esho, ebehamba ayozakhela a monument enegama lakhe. Nanamhlanje we still building those monuments ngamagama ethu. You can see even now on the television. Siyabona ukuthi namhlanje imonument abafundisi thina abafundisi sizakhela ama monuments ngoba now igama eliphakanyiswayo it's not the name of Jesus so much, it's the name of the so and so pastor, it's the name of the so and so church. Why? Ngoba ngani ekuseni kwanamhlanje we are not doing the will of the Father. The will of the Father is for us to lift the name of Jesus, is for us ukuthi singazi. Uyabona namhlanje kufana noma kukhulekwa makubonga uNkulunkulu, kubonga uNkulunkulu kuphinde kubonge naye umfundisi. Ngani? Ngoba manje khona izinto esizenzela zona ezisinikeza amagama ethu. Igama likaNkulunkulu alisaphakami, igama likaNkulunkulu lihlanganiswa namanye amagama. Yebo, into enhle ukuthi sikhulume izinto ezinhle, but now we see lana izikaNkulunkulu lithi not everyone who says Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven. Manje sishilo sathi the Hebrew biblical term ngo Lord means Adonai, the God who rules. In a singular, lelo gama u-Adon, which translates, say, the master or a ruler. And u-Adonai is a plural word, which means the owner. Sometimes we are doing izinto zikaNkulunkulu, but we don't allow ownership kaNkulunkulu empilweni zethu. We want things to be done our own way. We want things ukuthi zenzeni ziphakamise amagama ethu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje siyakhumbula ngesakhuluma ngamaviki aphelile sikhuluma ngendaba kaElijah ukuthi amaperform amamiracle uElijah owenza waye consult uNkulunkulu noma ekhuluma wathi inkulu unkulu ngikwenza lokhu ngoba wena ungitshele ukuthi ngikwenze manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje I would like us sibone something uma sifunda laphayana ukuthi ama miracles the enemy also bangcwele we've got to understand that not all the miracles they come from God not all the prophecies they come from God ngani ngoba usathane uyakhona naye ukukhuluma ngathi uNkulunkulu hey that is why we should know ivoice kaNkulunkulu manje ekseni kwanamhlanje Siyathola ukuthi uma sifunda lapha yana kwincwadi kaExodus chapter 7 from verse 10 to 12 liyasitshela leli lizwi lithi leli lizwi so Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and did just as the Lord commanded says ukuthi nabo they did just as the Lord commanded and threw his staff down in front of Pharaoh and his official and became a snake Pharaoh summoned his wise men, the sorcerer and the Egyptian magicians, also to do the same things. But their secret arts, each one threw down his staff and it became a snake. But Aaron's staff swallowed up their staff. Hallelujah. Manje siyabona ukuthi izikaNkulunkulu lithi. So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and did just as the Lord commanded. When they throw that stuff down, they never did it ukuthi bazozibonakalisa kuFaro, but they did it under the command and the will of God. And seke kwenzile lokho, lithi uNkulunkulu naye lo wabiza their sorcerers, wabiza their magician to come and perform now ama miracle. Nabo ngempela, lawo induku zabo zaphenduka zaba inyoka. And kwenze kanjani? Eka uNkulunkulu yazigwinya zonke. Manje, this tells us ukuthi uSathane can always naye be able to perform ama miracles akhe. Manje, ekuseni kwanamhlanje, ngithanda ukuthi we've got to understand ukuthi not every word is spoken to us is from God. Hence, the Bible tells us kufanele sihlole imimoya. And as we're about to close, sizakhuluma ngawo ama miracle siyathola ukuthi laphayana ku 2 Timothy chapter 2 liyasitshela izwi kaNkuluNkulu lapha ku verse 8 lithi and then the lawless one will be revealed whom the Lord Jesus Christ will overthrow with a breath on his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming of the lawlessness One will be in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie, so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth but has delighted in wickedness manje siyabona selisthelile izwi likaNkuluNkulu sesivala ekseni may the holy spirit help us ukuthi sikwazi ukuhlukanisa I've heard umuntu omzalwana kushukuthini okomenda abantu abangakholwa kodwa abasontayo ukuthi hayi phela nabo ama miracle bayakwenza forgetting ukuthi usathane naye ama miracles uyawenza so we need to have that spirit of discernment in order for us to understand ukuthi even the devil can lithi kaNkuluNkulu uyazichange azenze ingilosi yokukhanya may god help us this morning in the mighty name of jesus amen
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.